This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you never know who's going to stop by this show. It is Dukes and Bell, Atlanta's number one sports show on Atlanta's number one sports station. Mike, we talked a lot about this guy during the course of the season. And we're very fortunate right now because, listen, we love our Falcons, and we talk to guys, and you guys know this. We told this story about Rico Allen after the Super Bowl where he called in on vacation, and nobody was wanting to talk, and Rico called us. And now we got DeMonte KZ calling in, man, because he's actually on vacation in Hawaii. So, bro, we appreciate that, man. Thank you so much.
No problem.
We appreciate
that's the last thing I'd be doing if I was in Hawaii, brother. But one thing for certain, man, we were just talking about you. Maybe your ears were burning. We were saying whatever we're going to be doing with these moves on the defense, one thing for certain, Falcon fans want to see you on the field. Congratulations on a great year, man, finally getting, you know, a lot of reps and getting a lot of turnovers for us.
Oh, man, thank you. I appreciate it.
DeMonte, talk about the 7 picks and why do you think you were successful there? Because it's something we talked about with you know, Robert Alford, who is no longer now going to be with the team, which we'll ask you about in a minute, and obviously True, and you were able to make plays on the ball, but it's something you kind of always have done, right?
Yes, sir. At the end of the day, you know, growing up, you know, all my coaches always, and to the in today's side too, like my coach, Coach Q, he'd tell us, like, you know, running to the ball, people who run to the ball, always good things happen to them. So it was like 4 picks this year that I ran to the ball, and it was a tip ball, and I ended up getting it. So I think I just need to just keep busting my butt, running full speed every play.
We asked you last year what was going to be the toughest transition because you played corner and then safety, but it's basically the same ball hawking skills, is it?
Yes, sir. Sitting back there, just like, you got to be patient. Like, I tell you right now, free safety is like one of the hardest jobs on that defense. Like, not only just like you got to be the last person to get the tackle down, just like, just everything. Like, everybody knows when you miss that tackle. Everybody knows when you miss, like, that interception. It's harder.
Yeah, the last line of defense. I guess the follow-up to that is, if, you know, you're in the nickel package so much in the NFL these days, with the guys coming back healthy, would you be cool playing the nickel?
I'm cool playing whatever. They put me at nose guard, I'll play nose guard. I'm just going to play.
Don't tell Grady that. It is DeMonte KZ.
Oh, no, that's my boy.
DeMonte KZ joining us, guys, here on Dukes and Bell, and talking some Falcon football with him, obviously, as he gets a little R&R. The news yesterday, and listen, this happens, you know this, but there are some guys that are not returning. Obviously, you work closely and were in practice every day in those game situations with Robert Alford. What did you think when you heard the news about Rocky not being back?
Them guys know. It's just like, you know, my coach, DB coach, used to tell us, you know, you got to have surfboard shoulders. Like, and me being in the NFL now, just like, I see people come and go. Just got to be ready at all times and, you know, keep busting your butt. We know it's a business. So it's just like, it's no getting mad at the coaches for, you know, releasing them. It's just like, you thank them for giving them the opportunity to have and stuff. So that's how you got to look at it.
It's DeMonte KZ, guys. If you're just tuning in, join us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. All the way on vacation from Hawaii, man. I would never be doing that. Hey, man, what about Dan Quinn taking over the defense, man? How's that going to make you feel?
That's going to be fun, I think. It's going to be real cool. And I know that's the head coach, so it's just, things going to look very different. Like, he going to want better things, and, you know, so it's probably going to be better. So I'm just looking forward to it.
Does he coach hard, DeMonte? I mean, listen, you've been around him now. You get a sense of what he's like. How does he coach you guys just on a day-to-day basis? And, you know, is it part motivation? Is he a yeller? How does coach coach you guys up?
He's a player's coach. You know, I love Dan Quinn. Just him and Rocky Long from my college and my head coach from high school, they all teach the same. It's just like, enjoy yourself, but also do your job. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like, he tell us every day, you know, get 1% better every day. And, you know, have surfboard shoulders. Things not going to go right during the game, but you still have to, you know, play your game.
We're waiting to see what we're going to do in the draft. Obviously, there'll be some free agent moves to happen. But, you know, you lose a guy like Rocky Alford. So, I mean, that's an adjustment. What's it going to be? I mean, obviously, we got a lot of pieces we got to plug in. But, I mean, what do you think this defense is going to look like?
I don't know. I can't wait to see. Honestly, I really don't know.
Well, I tell you this. I mean, obviously, your play this year. And for those who don't know, when he was at San Diego State, back in 2015, he had 8 picks. Followed that up in 2016 with 7. So we've been saying this. And whenever I tweet about you during games, I say playmaker, because that's what you've been through your time in college and even now with the Falcons, DeMonte KZ. So as you look to improve, coming off the season you had, what do you need to do? What is it that now, obviously, you're chilling in Hawaii, and that's great, but you're going to have to come back home and get back to work. What is it you want to improve on?
My tackling. You know, the change of the rules and everything. I got to learn how to pick my head up at the end of the day. You know, I've been fine all year and missed tackles, like big tackles to the point it got touchdowns. So, you know, I still remember stuff like Cleveland game, missed a tackle, missed a play on the Bengals for a touchdown. It's just like little things I need to work on. But I think I'm just happy, you know, I got my feet wet and I know, like, what I need to do now.
Right.
You know, it also prepared me for what I got in the future, you know. So I just need to work on my tackling. You know, that's the number one thing. And that's everybody in the NFL with the rules changing. So
It's defensive back DeMonte KZ from your Atlanta Falcons right here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Just curious, man, as a fan, I presume you have direct deposit, but do you look over that check and you go, damn, 10 grand from the NFL?
Nah, because I don't look at it like that because they take it out before you get your check. So,
so you can't get
take it out.
You can't get mad. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it's like, okay, you guys funded me for making a tackle like that. Like the Cam Newton tackle, I think I was just too aggressive on that. I learned my lesson for that. You know, I didn't do that on purpose. Right. You know, I don't have nothing against Cam Newton. It was just that I was full speed and I didn't think he was going to slide at the last moment,
right?
You know, being that big and me being that small. So I just, you know, I go for legs. So as I was going down, he was sliding. So it was just, I couldn't do nothing about it. I learned my lesson, you know. They fired me. Couldn't do nothing about it.
Well, we could have passed the hat for you in the stands. I think a few people would have kicked in a few bucks for you on that one.
Yeah, that's just being real right there. But, hey, DeMonte, we get it, man. I mean, honestly, and it's funny. It's sort of like that pre-tax thing, right, when your check comes. If you don't see it, you can't be as upset even though you know it's gone. Let's talk a little bit about our offense, man. And, you know, at times we struggled. I know you practice against arguably the best wide receiving core in the NFL with Julio and Snoo, and then the way Hoop came on this year, and obviously Calvin Ridley. I mean, there were times, man, that, you know, it had to be frustrating for you, right, on the defensive side where you say, man, we should be scoring, and we couldn't find our way into the end zone.
Well, that don't work for me. I actually want to play. I don't look at the offensive side when I'm on the sideline. So I'm on the sideline. We're going through plays and stuff. I worry about what I can handle, you know. It's just, I control the controllables, you know, control my controllables. Anything I control, I do what I need to do.
So you do not pay attention at all to the offense?
No. Certain times we do, when the coach wants us to get up, you know, whatever. But other than that, I'm on the sideline. We're looking at plays and going over stuff.
Well, if you don't like offense, you obviously like the Super Bowl.
But I could tell you this. You know, being on the Atlanta Falcons and having that type of offense and that type of players over there, it does help through the game because then you got like Matt Ryan. I play free safety, so he helped me like throughout the year. Him and Ricardo Allen, like playing against Matt Ryan at practice, and he's looking me off and, you know, putting me in certain places. It taught me before I got to the game, like, okay, this is what Matt Ryan was doing. This is how he was beating me at practice. So don't do that in the game. So I think all this stuff adds up and it helps me at the end of the day.
Who was better than you thought they would be at the quarterback position? You're talking about looking you off, being able to read certain things that you're doing. Who was better than – you got through with the game, you went, he was a lot better than I expected.
No, I think everybody that's in the NFL is great, so I don't look down to nobody. You know, they're here for a reason just like me.
You don't want to name drop?
Play the game.
No?
So, no? Let's get back to more important stuff. You're out in Hawaii. What are you sipping on right now?
By the way, what part are you in? I've been out there a couple of times. Where are you in Honolulu? Where are you at? Maui?
Honolulu.
Okay, man.
Honolulu.
Well, believe you me, the last thing we expected was a call from you on the beach, man. But glad we missed you at the Super Bowl. Glad we got a chance to hook up, man. Really appreciate you calling in.
Yeah.
No problem. I know it was kind of busy up there. You know, I enjoyed my time up there, too.
Well, we, again, wanted to catch up with you, and we hope to get a chance to see you when you get back and you guys get back to work. But, man, your future's bright, and certainly Falcon fans are excited about what you did this season. But as you said, you got to build on it, you know, and we expect that to happen, Demonte. So thanks so much.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.